Devotional. We come to part 8 of this daily devotional called Agape Love. And today we're looking in John, the 21st chapter, that's the Gospel of John, the 21st chapter, verses 15 through to 17. And it says this. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." Imagine that day. Imagine you are Peter. Now Jesus has risen from the dead, and he's appeared to the disciples, and he's told them to fish on the left-hand side, and they pulled out all these fish, and he's going to have breakfast with them on the beach. And after breakfast, Jesus takes Peter to one side and asks him these questions. "Jesus, Simon, Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, I love you." And then he asks him again, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And he asks him a third time, and the Bible tells us that Peter is hurt. "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." He's hurt and upset and troubled. Why should Jesus be doing this? What's it all about? Well, let's go back to the time when Jesus was on trial. In fact, let's go back before then, to the night of the Last Supper, when they were all discussing who was going to betray the Lord. And Peter said, "Oh, it's never going to be me, Lord. I'm never going to betray you." And Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter is aghast. "What? Never. Not on your Nelly will I ever, ever deny you." Yet there he is, outside the trial, outside the courthouse. And people said to him, you were with Jesus, weren't you? And he said, no, it wasn't me. And someone said, "Yes, it must have been you. I remember seeing you." And Peter said, no, it wasn't me. And then someone else said, "Yes, it was you, definitely you. I saw you there." And Peter said, "No, it wasn't me." And then suddenly, the cock crows. Right at that moment, the cock crows. And he remembers the Last Supper, and he remembers what Jesus said. And he remembers that he said, "Never would I deny you, Lord." And 3 times he denied the Lord. 3 times he said he didn't know him. 3 times this happened. Can you imagine how Peter is now feeling? Can you imagine how he felt the day that Jesus was crucified and was hanging on the cross? And he was there. Can you imagine how he felt as he saw his Lord on the cross with the blood dripping down his face from the crown of thorns? As he saw the blood seeping from the wounds in his hands and his feet. And he saw the blood coming from the side where a spear had been thrown at him. Can you imagine the grief? Because at that time, Peter had no idea that Jesus was going to rise again. At that time, Peter was not filled with the Holy Spirit. He had no clue what was going on. All he felt was, I had betrayed this man that I loved. I had betrayed my Lord. How am I ever going to get over this? How could he ever forgive me for this? This is the worst thing I could have possibly done. I'd rather die than face the shame of this. And Jesus appears to them. And Peter is so pleased, yet there is guilt racking away inside him because he denied his Lord. That's not gone away. And then Jesus says, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Listen to these words that Jesus says. He says, then feed my lambs. Jesus repeated that question, Simon, son of God, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep. And a third time, he asks him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time, but still didn't understand why. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Notice this. He said, Lord, you know everything. And I believe in Jesus' name that what he was referring to, Lord, you know what I've done. You know all the things that I've done wrong. You know that I've denied you three times. And all Jesus says was, then feed my sheep. Each time that Jesus said, do you love me? He was counteracting the denial. Each time he said, do you love me? The sin of denial was washed away by the blood of the Lamb. And remember, at this point, Peter still did not know the Holy Spirit, had no idea about the Holy Spirit. All he knew was this man had been put to death. He had died. He loved him. And there he was, risen again, standing before him, and still he loved him. And Jesus gave him the biggest responsibility that Jesus could have possibly given a human being, and that was to feed his sheep, feed his lambs, feed his people, give them the Word of God, feed them the daily bread of the Word of God. Feed my sheep. And I believe Jesus was giving Peter the commission right there and right then. And Peter took up that challenge. Beloved, sometimes we don't even realize this. Sometimes we don't even know it, but we deny Jesus. We deny Jesus, and you know how we deny him? By going our own way, by not listening to him, by not trusting him, by not loving others. Jesus gave us that commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus loved us with agape love, with an unconditional love, and our commission, our charge is to go and do the same. Yet oftentimes we don't. And when we don't, beloved, we are denying the Lord just as Peter did. We are saying, I know not who you are. I don't know you. And in a time like that, I believe that every time we turn away from God and we come back, we need to declare to him, Lord Jesus, I love you. If I count up the number of sins that I have committed in my life, I would be saying, Lord, I love you for the next 150 years, every day of my life, every minute of every day, to try and counteract that sin. But because Jesus died on the cross, we no longer have to do that. We just need to say, Lord, wash our sins away. Forgive us for what we have done. I am so sorry for the sins that I have committed, Lord, and I pray in Jesus' name that you wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb. And with my will, I forgive those who have hurt me. And it is done. It is finished. But what a wonderful thing to do, just to turn to Almighty God, to turn to the Holy Spirit, just to turn to gentle Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and just say these words, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Oh Lord my God, I love you. Join me, beloved. Join me now, just saying those words. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. It's not difficult, it's simple. With the power of the Holy Spirit, you can declare those words and you can mean them. And when you say, I love you to the Lord, he looks at you and smiles and says, do you know, I love you too. You are so precious to me. You are my child. And I promise you this, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. For you are my beloved. You are my beloved. You are my treasure. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I love you.